Bayer recognises the importance of bees to agriculture and also recognises that there's a number of challenges affecting honeybee health today. And so we have developed a research program looking for solutions to some of the challenges affecting bee health. So some of the things that we're doing as part of that program is research into things such as solutions for varroa mite, for small hive beetle, and other pests and parasites affecting bees. So Bayer's actually been in the area of doing this type of research for more than 25 years. But what we're doing new is we're building a dedicated research facility. So the Bayer Bee Care Center will be built this year on our facility in Raleigh, in Research Triangle Park. And it's going to be three main purposes for the center. One is to conduct research. So we're going to have a number of hives. We'll have a research apiary where we'll be able to continue the research that we've been doing in this area. The second reason is there will be state-of-the-art meeting facilities where so that we can bring in other stakeholders and researchers who are interested in honeybee health. And they'll have the opportunity to meet and discuss with the Bayer scientists, and we can hopefully foster some collaboration in this area. And then the third objective is as a training and education facility. So we're going to have a lot of interesting displays and interactive features that can really teach people about bees and about the importance of bees to agriculture. And we hope to bring in different groups, whether it's local beekeeper associations or groups of school kids or just the general public.
Now, in addition to this effort, you're also taking a show on the road, correct?
Yes, that's right. And so we're here in Florida at the Commodity Classic, and today is actually the launch of the Bayer Bee Care Tour. So, and we're here in the booth, which is a purpose-built facility, which again has a lot of interesting facts about bees and about their importance to agriculture. And the idea is that we're going to take this booth and we're going to go on the road, and we're going to go to five different major agricultural states across the U.S. So we're going to Ohio, to Illinois, to Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. And we're partnering with the universities in those states to go in and to take the booth and set it up within the university. And we'll co-host an event there where we'll bring in different stakeholders who are interested in bee health. So whether it's growers or bee researchers or beekeepers or state government officials, anybody who really has a stake in bee health, we want to bring them together and have a discussion and really foster collaboration so that we can work together to solving some of the challenges.
Why is this so important, not only to the health of the bees and the colonies, but for agriculture as well?
Well, one third of the food that we eat today is pollinated by bees. So the bees really are the spark plug of agriculture. They're very important. And without bees, we would lose a lot of the fruits and vegetables and foods that we eat, and we'd have a very boring diet.